A night piece. The light is voice activated. The car alarm is fear activated. The door is seriously alarmed. The massing swifts are season activated. The moon is light activated with cloud voiceovers. The tides are moon activated. The garden is drought infested. The pet is food activated. The politics alarm is boredom activated. The love alarm is word, breath, heat or sweat activated. The guidance system of the massing swifts is star activated. They fly blind and blind sight serves them. They feel the pressure falling well in advance and take off on the maps they've laid down over several years, quartering terrain that we would never recognise. Hundreds of miles in open sea, landfalling at this moustache of pine trees, top of the northern coastline. Oh, and you have to fly by the bombing ranges too, which are urgently hunting new targets these days. Weapons misnamed SMART, quartering the contours with onboard Tercon software. But if your skeleton is shot through with air sacs, and you weigh less than 3 ounces, then you register and internalise barometrics. You are coterminous with the breathings of the large-scale schemes. The very heart of the air system is within you. Your breast, your wings, and your heart, your mind, is a systolic pressure lifted by the advance and retreat of weather fronts. But not at all, Michael Fish, nor is your weather report sponsored. Feet, you hardly have any. Who needs them? Tedious extensions of little use for covering the ground. All you need is something which orients you for the few occasions when you touch down, something with which to plash the nest materials, in due course attend to eggs, maybe sketch out an enigmatic courtship diagram on the white sand of a dune's breast. There is a phase of walking on this front line, in the mid-late evening during November, for example, when you might know what it is like to fly without reference. Everything is melded, occluded, elided. There is no ground. This, if ever anything was, is groundlessness. And the air and dark are a new medium, like velvet, opening before and closing behind you. The night breathes you. Stars touch cigarette flares deep within your pulmonary sacs. Is this pleasure or complete dereliction? Counting paces seemed like a sensible idea to begin with, but becomes too prudent and is thrown overboard, and so you might walk gratefully into the countless. Love has not been enough. Its wings have been not trimmed, but how shall I say, superseded. So that we find ourselves on the far side of love for the first time, but still stricken at heart, still full-winged, in the key of hope for it, which permeates us as weather and strikes us through so that we do rise above it and extend ourselves to the other.